4月13日晚，美国神韵纽约艺术团在美国堪萨斯市的精湛演出，令当地艺术界人士感到非常的震撼。他们表示，神韵艺术团出类拔萃的舞蹈和音乐，生动地传递了中华文化的思想内涵，深深地打动了他们的心。请看本台记者从当地发来的报道。
安娜夫妇是堪萨斯文化馆的创始人，他们认为神韵讲述的故事震撼人心。
I'm a professional dancer and choreographer, and I can just see, you know, the high level of their training and just their, you know, how precise they are in their movements, and I think the choreography is just wonderful. And I especially like the one piece about, I thought it was very moving about the teacher who was
our story.
I thought it was so moving, so powerful.
It was very moving, very thought provoking.
专业小提琴演员浩瑟女士。赞美神韵音乐伴奏出类拔萃。
And what I enjoyed was the combination of having the classical music along with the traditional Chinese instruments that just accented everything and just made it really exciting.
印度古典舞演员瑟韩迪先生对于神韵用舞台艺术展现中国的哲学思想感到震惊。
It's amazing thing what they did is bringing that shunyata coming to the earth, you know.And it's combining and philosophy of Chinese explaining is obviously you can see, you know, what's happening.
亚洲艺术史教授瑟韩迪太太喜欢看到历史在舞台上再现。
Oh, I enjoyed it so very much. And, I particularly enjoyed seeing the historical, scenes. I teach about Jinder Wangdi's, ceramic army.
堪萨斯市艺术委员会总裁布朗利先生感谢神韵与堪萨斯居民分享中华文化。
So having an event like this is a wonderful way for the people of China to share their culture and their values and beliefs with people here in Kansas City. It's a great way to educate us.
新唐人记者苏月引晚美国堪萨斯市采访报道。
经过半年多紧张的筹备，芝加哥神韵晚会于4月15日晚在北美最大的歌剧院之一芝加哥歌剧院拉开了帷幕。担任演出的是神韵纽约艺术团和乐团。芝加哥也是今年北美洲上演神韵晚会场次最多的城市。一起来看一下首场演出的情况。
We love it. It's fantastic. The dancers and the singers are just wonderful.
They're spectacular. I love the precision. I love the grace. Just beautiful movements.
The talent of the dancers is so extraordinary. They're so flexible and energetic and inspired. It's really remarkable. I don't know how they do it. And the vocalists were very strong too. The beautiful soprano and tenor, sung so beautifully and very moving, the message that they sang.
麦考洛夫人告诉我们，他们看到神韵的广告，并收到邮寄的小册子，不可抗拒的吸引力让他们不得不来。他认为神韵的服装是专业设计的最高境界。
Extraordinary, absolutely highest degree of professionalism I've ever seen.
In addition to being beautiful, I mean, I think it's so educational. And you know, we both spend a lot of time in China in our businesses.And you can't see these kinds of historical perspectives there, so it's great that you can see it here.
而原索尼公司的剪辑师 Larry Morrison 先生则对神韵晚会的背景情有独钟。
I just love the backgrounds and the projections of the way they slide live characters into the scene, which is wonderful. It's just almost.You almost think they are flying up into the scenery.
芝加哥是今年北美洲上演神韵晚会场次最多的一个城市。神韵纽约艺术团从4月15日至4月24日在芝加哥歌剧院上演十场神韵晚会。有关演出的消息我们将随时的带给您。以上是新唐人电视台记者杨小梅林冲在芝加哥的采访报道。
神韵纽约艺术团4月15号光临芝加哥进行为期八天的巡回演出。芝加哥市市长特别给神韵颁发了褒奖，感谢神韵给芝加哥的市民们带去了一台尽善尽美的精神飨宴。
观众朋友，随着神韵纽约艺术团，我来到了芝加哥，为您做现场报道。芝加哥又被称作是风城，是美国中部的一座名城。这里呢是著名的芝加哥大剧院。神韵的到来吸引了这里的各界名流前来观赏，芝加哥市的市长戴利也特别发来了褒奖信。褒奖信感谢神韵为芝加哥的观众带来了一场精彩纷呈的演出，并诚挚地预祝演出圆满成功。演出吸引了包括芝加哥政商界、文化界的众多人士。
Very entertaining. The stars were all excellent. The music was beautiful. I think the dancing was spectacular. Very nice.
I think it's just so amazing. It just makes you feel just real, enlightened. That's the kind of feeling that I get when I'm watching this show.
Core themes of compassion and tolerance and truthfulness, I think,were shining out in all the different pieces of the program. So I definitely took away...A spiritual message for sure.
I loved it. The movement of the dance was just remarkable. That with the facial expressions and the costumes, it was non-stop entertainment.
在我身边的这家人呢，是连续五年每年都来芝加哥观看神韵的演出。
It's a terrific show, and it has many different aspects to it that are really worthwhile.
Okay. Yeah, I really enjoyed the show. Yes.
I liked it a lot. I liked the costumes. They're really pretty.I like the choreography, and I think they did a really good job.
You know, I think that it's three of us this time. I think we'll bring more people next time because this is something for people to see.
神韵在芝加哥一共演十场，一直到4月24日。如果您此时呢正身在芝加哥，请千万不要错过。好，这新唐人记者江光宇在芝加哥为您报道。
到4月17号，芝加哥神韵晚会已经连续三天上演了四场。中华民国驻芝加哥官员以及州务卿杰西·怀特、芝加哥市所属的库克郡郡长托尼·普拉科温卡等美台政要都先后前来观赏了晚会，或者是发来贺信。
芝加哥所在的库克郡郡长托尼·普拉克温卡、驻芝加哥台北经济文化办事处处长申佩煌夫妇、侨教中心主任陈永峰、副主任林光武等中华民国驻芝官员以及台贸中心主任温月球夫妇等均观赏了16日下午场的演出。
我已经是第三次看了这个神韵的演出了，真的是非常的就是美丽，非常的动人，把我们那个传统中华文化的精髓通通都表演出来了。可惜今天在大陆上失去了这种精髓
啊，非常开心啊。我想这是我第二年在芝加哥欣赏这个我们神韵剧团的一个表演了啊，今天在场所有观众都能感受到我们中华文化的一个精髓啊，那这样一个悠久一个文化的一个表演呢，我想我们大家都心里承受。
中华民国驻芝加哥台北经济文化办事处用一首藏头诗来祝贺神韵艺术团封城演出成功。神来乐章，韵音绕梁，一针画境，树冠群伦，风靡全球，城中盛世，演古劝今，出神入化，成就非凡，功德无量。另外呢，包括州长 Pat Quinn 以及两位联邦参议员 Dick Durbin 和 Mark Kirk 在内的多位美国政要均为神韵晚会发来了贺信。州务卿杰西·怀特观看了4月16日的晚场演出。
It's unbelievable, the beauty, the pageantry, the art form, the colors, it's just, and the storylines, it's just simply wonderful. And for the people who have not gotten a chance to see this show, they're missing out on a treat as well as a treatment.
新唐人电视台记者杨小梅、林冲，芝加哥采访报道。
美国神韵纽约艺术团4月16号下午在芝加哥的演出，吸引了不少当地的名流巨贾前来观赏。他们不仅被神韵晚会之美深深吸引，更被晚会的内涵以及所表达的信息所触动。他们希望中国人坚守自己的文化，同时也希望邀请亲朋好友共赏神韵。
为一家名人基金会工作的 Jennifer 萨顿和公司总裁兼总执行长罗伯特·赫丁格在看完神韵演出后告诉我们，晚会之美和它的内涵都让他们感动。
I thought it was beautiful. It was...He's been using this quote, strength and grace. It's just absolutely beautiful. The dancers, the choreography, the costumes, and the messages behind the stories were wonderful.
Oh, I love the show. And Jennifer said it. It's a combination of grace and athleticism, and the message. I mean, the message came across very subtly. So we thought it was wonderful. What talent?A lot of talent up on stage, that's for sure.
The show was wonderful. The music conveyed
such a passion, and it made us be so happy to be there to hear what they had to say. It was entertaining, but it was also hard-hitting.
To see the youthful exuberance that's in these young people to come together, not only in commitment of dance and performance, but commitment of a message, to a message of a China with long history, with great depth, with great courage, and we would really just like to do whatever we could to continue to support that effort.
Christopher 叶先生的祖父是华人，而他的太太早年来自波兰。他们不仅表示支持神韵，他们还想对中国人说，坚守自己的文化。
I would say to the people in China that they should keep up the struggle for their culture.
而 Jennifer 和 Robert 想对亲朋好友说，请来观赏神韵。
Definitely would recommend it. Actually, we were very excited to come.
新唐人电视台记者杨小梅、陈雷，芝加哥采访报道。
雷切尔·凯恩是美国著名歌星，美国好事音乐唱片冠制总裁，曾获得过芝加哥音乐奖特别奖。在观看了美国神韵纽约艺术团四月十六日在芝加哥的演出后，他对神韵演出的各个方面都赞不绝口。
具有丰富舞台经验的雷切尔一下子就观察到神韵的歌唱家们在演唱时都没有使用麦克风。
I love your vocalists. I marveled at the fact that they had no microphones whatsoever. I was checking, did they have a lavalier? Did they have a hand? No, nothing. So that was magnificent. And the contralto was just out of this world because you never hear voices like that. And the dancing, that was enlightening.Because I'm very involved in what's called house music and also hip hop, and a lot of the moves that are in hip hop must have been adopted from your ancient style of dance. So it was phenomenal. And it's obvious how much the original Chinese culture has influenced the rest of the world, including, you know, our modern society. I think that the vocalists were all wonderful, the dancers were terrific, and the whole multimedia part of the show.Was really great, you know, because that was very special. And of course, costume design, so much went into it.
雷切尔还希望六月份到纽约林肯中心再次观赏到神韵晚会。
And I absolutely think the production, the quality, the personnel, the vocalists, everything, the orchestra. I can't forget about the orchestra. The orchestra was wonderful as well. Perhaps I will see you in June in the Lincoln Center because I love the Lincoln Center.And I loved your show.
新唐人电视台记者杨小梅、陈雷，美国芝加哥采访报道。
神韵晚会香港主办方控告港府入境处的司法复核案获判胜诉后，香港各界人士纷纷表示祝贺。多名泛民政党立法会议员表示，胜诉的消息令人鼓舞，期盼神韵早日光临香港，让港人有机会欣赏一流的演出。
身为立法会保安事务委员会副主席的涂谨申议员欢迎法官的裁决，他指很清楚今次港府是出于政治考量而拒绝神韵，
有心刁难，是故意呢是不讲理由这样批的、啊、所以呢、就是、今次只不过呢就是他照正常这样就被法官捉到他呢。
李华明议员形容今次事件对港府而言是良好的打击，欢迎司法机构能保持独立，不受政治干预。
我好希望我哋嘅司法制度继续系咁样，能够独立去处事，排除任何政治嘅压力。
陈伟业议员认为，今次主办方胜诉对大家都是一个鼓舞。
即系我自己觉得嗰个嘅政治嗰个金光圈咧，就随着呢个九七之后已经越缩越窄噶啦。即你看到很多入境的人士即多次被这个拒绝了。
多位议员都期盼能在香港欣赏神韵晚会。
特别即陈敏在国际上这么受这个的推崇，我都觉得如果能够在香港演出的话，香港人能够有机会看到都是一件好事。
即香港一个国际城市，这么多地方都有不同的表演，应该排除任何政治的因素。一个艺术的表演呢就艺术的表演，不要渗入太多政治的考虑。
新唐人记者林秀仪在香港报道。
四月十四日在美国芝加哥举办的第47届芝加哥国际电视奖颁奖典礼上， 由新唐人电视台制作的电视片《生死之间》英文版荣获了雨果电视奖调查类新闻纪录片的优秀奖。
雨果电影奖是国际电影业界的一个重要奖项，自1965年起，近半个世纪以来，见证了电影业界最杰出和富于创新性的作品。其奖项包括金雨果和银雨果奖及各电视类别的金牌、银牌及优秀奖。在今年的评审过程中，评委们收到了来自美国和世界各地的众多电视作品，其中新唐人电视台制作的纪录片《生死之间》，以其对中共活体摘取法轮功学员器官这一人权罪行的深入而严谨的报道，成为调查类新闻纪录片的三部获奖作品之一。影片从近十年来中国的器官移植手术大幅暴增，以及有钱的病人超短的等待器官时间谈起，展开了对大量的不明身份的器官供体的调查，通过分析中共官方的器官移植数据及媒体报道，采访调查人员、专家和大量证人，以及引述以色列警方破获的一起案件中主犯的证词，证实了中共政权为了谋取巨大的金钱利益，系统性地建立法轮功学员及其他政治犯的器官资料档案，并根据病人的配型要求活体摘取法轮功学员和其他政治犯器官的可怕罪行。新唐人将会在《事事关心》栏目中重播这一获奖影片的中文版。